I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A landmark court decision overturns decades of discrimination in Malaysia. In 1986, Malaysia's government banned Christians from using the word Allah in print publications. The Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton explains,
"In the Malay language, Allah is the word for God. For years, they have said, Christians, you have to find a different word. You can't use the word Allah. The court has now said, no, that is unconstitutional. Christians have just as much right to use the word Allah or to use the word God as Muslims do."
The ruling may open some doors for Bible distribution or translation work, but Malay Christians will still face persecution. Learn more at missionnews.org and pray Malay Christians will be set free from the fear of persecution.
Building our understanding can help us pray better, and it also leads to some ideas of how we might serve.
And after the pandemic hit last year, Mission Aviation Fellowship was worried that the number of people willing to serve on the mission field would drop. However, Chrissy Rask, MAF's Department Manager of Mobilization, says that's not what happened.
We had almost twice as many people that interviewed and did technical evaluations last year as the previous year. And only God could have done that to move in people's hearts during an uncertain time to take a step forward, even when there were so many restrictions.
MAF is still looking to fill some positions for IT field support specialists, pilots, mechanics, and teachers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.